Hey, today's share we're going to have on a little different than normally. We're going to have an, on Yonei Dilma. We're going to share on a Saint Talmater. Now, I'm going to share a Saint Talmater for a couple of reasons. One is, the next 30 days, and I'm sure that her yeshiva is packed this year, about 28 bucks or something like that? For sure, the next month, everyone's
going to...
What?
In
the high.
Koyuk.
No. That's Chavav. Koyuk. Shemavai is Chavav, right? Aish is Koyuk. Right, Aish is Koyuk, okay. Soon we'll be by Lave, then we'll be twice by, whatever. Saying, but, Akapanam, they don't have Shahaz next month, Kaseder and in the Saint Talamata. They did say, they didn't say, so when we go through the Sukkah, just when you have to dive in over, when you don't have to dive in over. And also, it has Shaykh to Chesed Abatim, you'll see. Them's on Chesed Abatim, right? Them's on Chesed Abatim, right? So this Sukkah has a major Shaykh to Chesed Abatim, so that's what we're going to speak about. Also, I always know it's a good share if I get a Shiloh the day before I'm giving share on the Inyan. Then I know it's a good share. And last night and this morning, I got a couple of shots on the same Talmud, very interesting shaylas. So I know that it's pushed in my tinfoil. So the first shayla is very big, you have to know is, are you guys Israeli or are you American? So you can say, what do you mean? My passport's American, right? Of course I'm American. What's the shayla? In America, when do you start saying same Talmud? When do we start?
December 4th.
No, December 4th. I think it's December 6th. It's December 6th, right? It used to be December 4th. They switched it, right? Right. Okay, that's all. It's right. Now it's right. December 6th, right? Usually December 4th. So up on we start December 6th. Eretz Yisrael, we start Zion Cheshvan. Why? Why do we start Zion Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael? Why do we start December 4th in America? What's the difference? The reason why is like this. Eretz Yisrael, really, when the rainy season in Eretz Yisrael starts, really after Sukkot. That's really when it starts. No, boss. Why do we wait? You have to hear this. I give shems in the mirror on Wednesday nights. I told Ilam, you have to be very careful. You're hearing a very shmak shem Saint Talmud. You have to make sure when you daven Ma'ariv tonight that you don't say Saint Talmud because we're starting Thursday night, not Wednesday night. I told Ilam, you have to make sure don't say Saint Talmud tonight. I came home last night and I began a big call. I told my whole family, we're starting Saint Talmud tonight. So somebody said, Abba, what do you mean? You gave shir on a Wednesday night. So I said, on Thursday morning I started saying Saint Talmud. So the shaila is, if you say the same talamot there before the time you say it, are you yoitza or you have to daven over? You have the shaila? In other words, if you say the same talamot there in the middle of the summer, everyone agrees, you're not yoitza, and it's makif tefillah, you have to daven over. The question is, if you say after Sukkot, before Zayin Cheshvan, if you say the same talamot, this happened to one of my family members, I got the shaila last night, they daven, my Erev Shachar is a mincha, right? They daven all in the same Talmud on Vav Cheshvan, right? Before they start, they said about the day before they start, they said the same Talmud. So you have to be daven over now. Right, the halacha is, if you forgot to daven in the tefillah, what's the halacha? If somebody oversleeps Shachar, right? What do you do? Two Shachar, two mincha, right? Only if you are a Shregig, right? If you're a Psheya, then you don't daven over, right? They all know that, right? What? Now we're not speaking on that whether oversleeping chakras of Shia. Somebody asked me that last night, actually yesterday morning somebody asked me that, you know, the guy was in bed. I mean, you guys probably can imagine what's happening, right? Somebody was in bed and his wife was trying to wake him up and like, Karasi Villa, you know, he's because he didn't get up, you know. He didn't get up. He rolled out of bed like 12 o'clock, you know. Finally he got out of bed. He went, no, can he dive into a minchas in that boy? What's a shayla? Do you say he's a pishaya? What do you mean? Not getting out of bed? Not getting a bed for chakras? Whoever heard of such a thing? There's such a thing. Not getting a bed for chakras? How could it be? Well, he's saying, no, he's not for shay. He's a shaykh. He's a oinus. What can he do? Does he dive into minchas or not? Let's see. What do you think?
Father.
What do you say?
Father.
12
o'clock.
Friday, when?
Next.
What?
Next.
No. I can find him. The luck is the mice. If a guy was like, it depends like this. If the guy, look, if the person went to bed, what time was Nate this morning? What time was up at Nate this morning? 5:45, go up? You up?
No,
I was up. What? 5:40, right? See if fine. If it's like 5 o'clock, Lem's having a great time Thursday night, like, Lem until 3, is it still Shalom Thursday night? Or? The talking is so clean. Why is it so clean? What happened? What did he say?
Charge.
The guy's in charge. So it used to be, you know, I used to come in Friday mornings, we chill on if that wasn't there, I used to eat the leftovers, but okay. But anyhow, back upon him. So if the guy goes to sleep, he's up the whole night, Thursday night, it's 4 o'clock, and he decides, like, okay, he's going to sleep now, right? He's going to sleep 4 o'clock, right? And he doesn't make a shomer, that it's already, it's past the lawyer, he decides, okay, so he tries to dive and he's going to sleep, and he oversleeps. That guy already could be going to chill. Because what are you going to sleep? Just dive in now, right? If you don't make sure you're... If it's after his mantfila already, when the mantfila started, you go to sleep, and I can oversleep, it's good when he's a pesheya.
But
what?
Shiva doesn't let.
Shiva's let? Why isn't Shiva let? You know how to have nates?
No.
No, Shiva doesn't let.
I have a question. What's worse, damning nates or not coming to shakas? Nates. That is worse? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what's that? And that I mean, there's no rule to davening. I hit them on this, why? Because davening is Hashem's rule, right? So Pasha, we don't need a rule, right? Is that the right? What? What kind of what you say? Tell us, Dad. Yeah. The child is davening. Okay, fine, that's the rule. Yeah, okay, so I don't get involved with your rules. Okay, back upon him. If you go to sleep, it's after right time you get down and you go to sleep and you go to sleep and you don't make nissi, right? Nissi goes up, right? You don't make nissi, right? He has to call me, so he has the pressure being up. And you go to sleep and you don't make somebody a shomer. Who's the back of yeshiva now? Who's the back? What?
No, him.
Who's it? You did a good job today. I'm pretty impressed. You know, like, usually Friday morning, you know. But anyhow, so then you're considered you can't down. But the guy just went to sleep and he couldn't get up. Went to sleep at 6, 3 o'clock, not 5 o'clock. He went to sleep and he couldn't get up. Then that guy already will call him. We're not going to call mom. So Pesheya, then he can be down. Right. So anyhow, so back to this family member of mine. So he said St. Talamater. He's gone, okay. He said St. Talamater before. Oh, man. You want to take it? You have to tell him. Okay. There. You take care of him. Okay. He said St. Talamater on both Cheshvan before the time he's supposed to say, do you have to be davening over now? And it sounds like this. Why do we wait till Zion Cheshvan to say St. Talamater? Why don't we start after Sukkot? Really, after Sukkot? It's the rainy season already. So the reason why is, anyone know? The Gemara Tana says, what? Well, it rained last night. Well, it rained already, so obviously it was in Talmudic. The answer is like this. The rainy season already starts at the Sukkot. The Gemara says we have to wait 2 weeks after Sukkot because people will say Oil Regal. Everyone's come to Yerushalayim, right? It's come to Yerushalayim. Everyone's Oil Regal. Therefore, we had to wait 2 weeks till people got back home from, it takes 2 weeks to travel across, you know, you have to do a cross-country trip in Arizona, they don't live yet. Okay, whatever. Maybe next Venezuela. Wait till Venezuela, yeah. Akbaran. It takes 2 weeks to go from one part of itself to other part of itself, right? So therefore, wait 2 weeks for them to get back home. That's the way to the Zion Cheshvan. So Shaila is, fact Iran, Bizman has there, there's no basis because why are we Zion Cheshvan? Why are we starting at Sukkot? Ryan says something very interesting. Oh, no, anyone's here Venezuela? You here Venezuela, right? So we're here in Mendel's here, right? Oh, you also here? Oh, okay. My shoe was there, right? My chest was there? Wait. Yeah. What? You made back in the moment? Yeah? Made back? Oh, you're also here, okay. So, you went to the castle on Kalamai Sukkot?
Yeah.
What?
I wasn't here for Sukkot.
What? Hey, I wasn't here. Akbaram, everyone goes to the castle on Kalamai Sukkot. It's packed on the church of Kalamai. It's packed house over there, hundreds of thousands of people. The Shaila is any Makar we find anywhere, there's an Indian to be Oilo Rego during Bizman HaZeh. So the Ran says that even Bizman HaZeh, the Ran HaKana says, even Bizman HaZeh, that even Bizman HaZeh is no Beis HaMikdash, there still was a minhag if people go up to Yerushalayim. Therefore, since there's a minhag if people go up to Yerushalayim, therefore we still wait to Zayin Cheshvan to say the same Talmud. That's the reason why even Bizman HaZeh, we wait to Zayin Cheshvan to say the same Talmud. So this is a makar taket to go up to Yerushalayim to go to the Kaisel. It could be some makar even maybe that I'm just saying Bizman HaZeh, right? It's aiming to go up to Yerushalayim, even Bizman HaZeh. Fine. So like, well, we wait till Zayin Cheshvan. So Zuck, Bisham Azaman, also Tildar, Shaila. If somebody says Zayin Cheshvan, since they say Talmudar, before Zayin Cheshvan, but the Eved, he says, you're Yotze. Why? Since that to me really is Zman Tfi, Zman of rain. Just we don't say because we're gold. And Bizman HaZeh, the Maisa. It's not so terrible if you say it. If you say it, it's okay. Not suggested, but B'diavid, if you say it, it's okay. Fine. So that's with the people in Israel. Now, people in America, we start from December 4th, December 5th, December 6th. So what's the reason why is? Because in Babel, that was the rainy season. The rainy season used to start around 2 months after Sukkot, around 60 days into Tkufa. Therefore, we wait till December 4th, December 5th to say the same Talmud. Now, The Shaila is, so you guys, right? You guys, Batim, are Americans. Come here, Karis. So all the Shaila is, what do you guys do? So what everyone do? Everyone do the same thing? So, yeah. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we out quickly. Everyone said St. Talamat or you said? Everyone said St. Okay, so we'll speak about it then, whatever. I'll just say one interesting Shaila for when. What about in Australia? Anyone ever go to Australia? straight line, you know, on the bottom side of the globe, right? So on the bottom. So everything over there is the opposite. Now in Australia, it's the summer. Sukkot is the Pesach is the summer, and Pesach to Sukkot it's the rainy season. Shabbos, what do they do? The whole world we're saying the same time of the now. Why is the rainy season? It all starts here. In America, they decide something for us. What do you do in Australia? In Australia, where it's not the opposite, if they can get some rain now, it's not going to be the summer. It's bad for them, right? It's going to, you know, the crops already are growing already. It's a bunch of bad. So what do you do in Australia? In Australia, do you save St. Martin? So, or you do it differently. So what do you guys think? What do you say?
You like the whole world.
You like the whole world? Why? It's got to be normal? I'm saying, what? Okay, so it's like this. There's a big vikuach between Ritzik Ochanan and Rosh Mol Salam. Rosh Mol Salam first said that in Australia, they don't say Santa Tamata at all. Why? In the winter now, it's bad for them. So you're not going to ask for rain when it's bad. They all need the rain now, right? So they're not going to ask for the rain now. In the summer, other way around, when we get to the, after Pesach, when they do need the rain, the whole world's not doing it. Therefore, they say the same bracha all year round. That's a Shmuel Salam help. Ritzik Ochanan help, then no. He said he made a chilek. If the rain is bad for them, if it rains, it's going to ruin the crops and it's going to be bad for them. So over there, the luck is that you wouldn't say the same time after the whole year. But if it's a place where it's not bad, it's neutral, the rain doesn't help, or it's not good and not bad, so in that type of situation, then over there, it's a kind of help that then they do like our itself. So nice, the minig nowadays is in Australia, if you ever go there, the minig nowadays is they do like an Eretz Yisrael, because nowadays, anyhow, they know with all the technology, they know how to save the rain, so the rain's not bad. Therefore, over there, they do like everywhere else. Fine. So let's go back up there. Shout out to what you guys do. Are you guys American or Israeli? Now, Kapi Yontif Shani. You guys keep 2 days Yontif or 1 day Yontif? What do you guys do?
One.
You keep one? You keep one?
America.
Oh, you keep one in America.
No,
that's a new one. It's pretty good. So what do you do, Kapi Yontif Shani? Kapi Yontif Shani, the luck is? The luck is, it keep it 1 day. 2 days is basically, it's tali, all menhagim, it's tali like this. It's telling what your das is. If you come there, it's so, you're planning on staying here, you keep 1 day. Planning going back to America, you keep 2 days. Even if you come here for a couple of years, you come to Shiva's Kinetari for 3 years, if you're planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael, you can keep 1 day. If you're going back, you keep it 2 days. Shabbos by the rain. What's the halacha? Do you say, same thing as over there, all you guys plan on going back to America, therefore maybe you should do like the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Sorry, like the Nicholas. Or no, maybe right, you guys are a little bit Israeli. Maybe you still like the B'nai Eretz. So looks like you guys like the B'nai Eretz. So what's we got? So there are two Iker Shittas. There's machlokes between the Pri-Chadash and the Prima Gadim. It sounds like this. The Shita of the Prima Gadim is... Make sure I have the names right. Right. The Prima Gadim is like this. It depends like this. If you plan on going back within a year, then you can be like a B'nai Chatzar. If you're going back within a year, right, I heard some of you guys eating Pesach, right? Is that rumor? So if you're going back within a year, then the halacha is you like B'nai Chatzar and you wait till Zayin Tejman. Sorry, you wait till December 4th to save St. Talmudim. Mashenkein, if you are going to stay for more than a year, then the halacha is you. Alright, Tzoldiker, and you do it from Zayin. What? Pashas means all together here. So as long as you're, but we'll sweep adding together. But that's Shita the Prima God. So come out, so you guys, new guys are probably going to be here for a while, right? The new guys for sure, according to that Shita, are going to be the same time Tzoldikers. But, right, Monday, you going to pay some? What? No, guys are going back and staying, right? The guys are going back for good, I'm saying. What? No, everyone's saying? Okay, Baruch Hashem. The guys who are going, who are planning going back, Pesach, there will be more B'Shem. That's one shit. The Pre-Chadash, what?
Why? Why do you put some, what?
Oh, it's not even say 60 days after the Kufa.
It's not.
I didn't mean to use English
today.
What about
the both moments
enough
for a week? Oh, so it's back to me. So we'll go through this quickly. We'll go through all the shadows, the guy going there, going back and forth. We'll get into the shadows, the guy forgets, right? When they don't forget, the guy's not sure if he said it. Everyone's sure they said the same time about it today? Everyone's positive? Everyone's good? Okay, we're going to do a Pshaz, guys. Not sure? Okay, fine. So, like this. The Pichadah says that you go bust to the place wherever you are. Wherever you are, that's where you are. Why? Because rain is different than Yom Tov Sheni. Why is rain different? Because you guys need the rain just as much as the guys, the Israelis need the rain. Why? You're here now, right? If it doesn't rain, you're not going to take a shower, right? If there's no water, you're not going to take a shower. You can't have water fights. You're not going to have food to drink. So being that you guys need the rain just as much as the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, therefore the Pichadah shows that wherever you are, even though you're not going to be here for a year, the luck is that you do say Talmud on Zayin Kasher. So Kohen Zucker, Scheinberg, and Stiper, we have Machlekes over here. Is it Tali in year or is it Tali in wherever you are? Therefore, Scheinberg and the Stiper will say that you should say the same Talmud in Shema Keleinu. Why say in Shema Keleinu? Why say in Shema Keleinu? Because the luck is if you forget in Baruch Keleinu, Saint Talmata, so what do? You say in Shema Keleinu. Suck the Stipler and Scheinberg, that all the people who aren't going to be so long, they say in Shema Keleinu. That's what their shame is. Fine. That's my shame.
What do you say about Baruch Keleinu?
Same bracha. You say in same bracha, it's not Maka, then you say in Saint Talmata. That's my shame. Fine. Now, Ramesh is a very interesting tshuva. Copy of this thing. You guys let me know what the season in America is. I heard America like snowing a lot these days, right? Snow? Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, no one gets snowed in? Maybe snowstorm? So, like this. The Chubas Rosh has to say like this. Chubas Rosh says, if you have a place which needs rain, let's say in America. Let's say in America now they need rain. So the Rosh wants to say that if there's a place where they only rain, they have the right to start saying St. Talamater even before December 4th. Once you have the sukkahs, you have the whole place which needs rain. So the Rosh said, Misvari thinks that you can say the same Talmudah right away after sukkahs. Zuck the Beisaysif. The mice, you ever find that? That's not the middle, no one ever does it. So the Beisaysif says, the mice, he passes not like that. But Bidi Abed, if you have a place which needs rain, therefore, if you say the same Talmudah even before December 4th, December 5th, so the Ramah passes, then you're not going to redo it. So Ramesh says, if you're coming from a place which needs rain, so we said this about Chalitza, right? What are two shittas again? You have clear two shittas? What are two shittas? Right? Is it totally in a year? Or is it totally wherever you are? Zak Ramosha. Being that the shita holds anyhow, if you come to a place which needs rain, you have right to say the same Talmud right away. So Ramosha says, therefore, that Machrin Machlaikis. So if you're coming from a place which needs rain, Zak Ramosha, you start saying right away. So what's the season in New York? They need rain now? You know what the season is? What? They raised the prices for water recently. No, I think they need water. So according to that's what Moshe says, that therefore the halacha would be that you say in the same talmud. Fine. Rav Yashim Shem Azam Rav Yashim Kiddush, they say that which the Prima Gun says called a year, it does not mean a whole full year. What does it mean? It means a year, it doesn't mean a real year. The year means now till December 4th. If you're here the whole time until December 4th, so you, in the time which is a suffix, now, in December 4th, if you can be next to all the whole time, then you have a dinner of Israeli. That's what Rav Yashim Zam hold. So it comes out, most of this whole about what the did, but that Maisa, that since the going to be here, the guys are going to be here for 3 years, right? The guys are going to be here just for under a year, so coming out of Scheinberg and Steibhold to say it in Shema Keleinu, and Rav Yashim Zam Ramayshi, they hold, they say in Baruch Keleinu, if you can be here till at least till December 4th. So Maisa, the Ulam did the right thing. Fine. So let's say we got the other way around. Right, it's clear? Let's say the Ulam goes on for Kasana now, right? I might be going in a couple weeks. Actually, my Chavrus is a Chasan, right? I'm going to get my Chavrus now. Chavrus is a Chasan. So he's going to America in about 3 weeks. He's going to America in 3 weeks. He's going to be there for... He's going to America like for a month. So Shaz, what does he do? He's starting to think I'm out over here. Now he's going to America. America, what are they saying? What are they doing in America? Same bracha. Shaz, what does he do? Does he say St. Talmater? Or once he's over there, maybe say the same bracha. Let's make something more complicated. Let's say he's a Shliach Tzibur. He's dying for the Amid. Now what? Let's say St. Talmater. Let's say St. Talmater. Everyone will be like, no, right? Or he does the same bracha. So what do you guys think? What do you think he should do? That's a good idea. Very good. Okay, it's like this. So for example, the Shari Chuba says that once you start saying the same Talmater, if you start and stop, that'll be like look like a joke. So once you start saying the same Talmater, so luck is you just mamshuch and you keep on saying the same Talmater. You start over here, you go back to America, you still have a dinner of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and you keep on saying the same Talmater. If you're down for the Amid, like what's his name again? What's his name?
Who?
Yitzi. Okay, what's Yitzi saying? He's saying very good. Rosh Zalman and Riyash. They'll say, "Avada me down for Omer. You have to down like Minag Mokim. You have to down Minag Mokim, and you should do like the Minag Mokim." Fine. So I'm Masuga now. Let's say somebody forgets. Look like this. Somebody forgets saying Saint Talmud. When do you say it? Shema Kaleinu. If you get Shema Kaleinu, what do you do then? What? No, if it's before you finish, if you finish diving, you have to dive it over. If it's before you finish diving, the halacha is you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So it's a guy like this, after this meister. I can see this happening over here. The guy is diving, he forgot in Baruch Aleinu. Fine, okay, yeah, so if you remember, okay, so that, I'll remember Shema Kaleinu. You got the Shema Kaleinu? Forgot again. It's only by your say. So what does he do? He goes back to Baruch Aleinu, right? Go back to Baruch Aleinu, starts diving, he realizes, oh no, he forgot again. And now it's only by Vlam Hashim. So what does he do now? What does he do now? The shot is like this. Does he keep on going? Because he's supposed to say Shema Kaleinu. Or maybe he shouldn't keep on going, right? Because really, he stopped the whole thing until there, right? He said all the brachas, right? The whole point was to go back to saying Baruch Aleinu. So we have three choices. Either he could go back to Baruch Aleinu again, or he could continue, or maybe he should skip Shema Kaleinu. Because he already said all these brachas, right? So maybe he skipped Shema Kaleinu. That's the shot this guy had. Well, what do you guys think? What?
What's the
status of your thing? It's like, someone told Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman was older already, like, he was old, he had, like, busy with all the Shemesh Island guys. So somebody went to Shem Zalman, he asked him Shiloh. So Shem Zalman said, like, how do you guys know him? You know where Missing Kaplan? He came here once, right? So Shem Zalman said, like, you know, is this like Nagel Lachal Maisa? You know, he's busy, you know, with a lot of other things, like Nagel Lachal Maisa. So he told him, yeah, the guy's in the other room. He's in the other room. He's waiting. He's the most what should he do? So Shama said, well, so good enough. Like, fine, so Zaman Paskin, the luck is, like this is saying, so, wow, we're 3 for 3 today, right? But I haven't got everything right so far. The luck is that you keep on being mamshik wherever you are, and you stay in Shema Kaleinu. Now, it sounds like this. It happens all the time. Somebody, let's go to the shot like this. If somebody forgets, tomorrow by Mincha, Chas V'Chalila. If you forget, it's saying, not tomorrow, oh, if it's Friday morning, right? If I forget today by Mincha, somebody forgets today by Mincha, saying the Saint Talamater. And if he remembers the middle of, by Meir, what does he do? What's the Shaila? Normally, on a regular day, if you forget Saint Talamater, so you know, by Mincha, you have 2 Meirs. The Shaila over here is, what happened over here? What was the whole point? What did you miss over here? You missed the Saint Talamater, right? By Meir, you can say the Saint Talamater? What?
No.
I hope not, right? You hope you can dive in the Shabbos Manasseh, right? So the Shaila is there any point now in diving 2 Meirs? Oh, so this is a big machlekes. The Tosis is in Brachis, eventually machlekes is in the Gea, a lot of things is also in the Gea. We have Shaila. So let's say if you give St. Talmater, we'll find the Yeshiva in a second, but let's say diving in the Yeshiva, you got up in time for Shachar. So what time Shachar start on a normal day?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Okay, wow. You guys have a life. 8 o'clock? Okay. Time starts at 8 o'clock, and you dive in Yeshiva, and you realize, oh no, I forgot Saint Talmater. It's ready, and so Shabbos, what do you do now? Do you have to go to Bells to go dive in with the minion again? Or once you're ready to dive in, you know what? So not getting Yeshiva rules. Let's say it's Ben Azmanim, right? Okay, it's Ben Azmanim. Off Shabbos, Ben Azmanim. So Shabbos, do you have to go to another minion? Or no, you're ready to dive with the minion. You're ready, you know what I mean? You did the minion first time, you have to do it again. So what's the story of Shiloh? He sounds like this. Is Machlekes and Toys and Brachos and Ches, Chavzayin actually, first time, it's Shachar. Yal V'Yovei. Shab, Friday, Mincha, someone forgot Yal V'Yovei. You forgot Yal V'Yovei. So one day, Rosh Chodesh, Leil Shabbos, does he dive 2 Shemoneh Esrei or not? What's the story of Shiloh? Do you say, what was your name again?
Who?
Had you asked your name?
No. He said next week.
Well, next week. Okay, wait for next week. You're right. Wait for next week. I have 4 new names ready. It's be too much. Do you say, like, Mr. No Name said that there's no point in diving again. Why is no point in diving again? Because the whole point, what are you missing? You just missed Yalvi, right? So you're not done Yalvi anyhow. So you're not gaining anything. That's one time thesis. Other time thesis, no. If you miss Yalvi, it's like you didn't dive in at all. You didn't dive at all. It's nothing. You didn't dive it. So if you're missing Yalvi, it's Mach. You have to redive it. So it's like you didn't dive at all. If you didn't dive at all, so it's like you didn't dive in. And the value, you have to dive in 2 Meirs. These are Machlekes and Tosis and Brachas. Maybe it's like a Shaila, right? Let's do another Shaila. Right, remember, do we have a Geshur on Meir Brachas? I don't know, we have a Geshur? What? Not sure, okay. If I give shiur about it, just, you have to do maybe brachas. You have to 100 brachas a day, right? On Shabbos, it's very hard to get 100 brachas, right? Because on Shabbos, you're missing all the Shemoneh Esrei, it's very hard to get 100 brachas. The bris grub used to be like mamash makbid. You used to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you know the story of the apple and orange? But you had the pshat, you had the kind of... What's the story like this? You know the whole story of the bris grub? What? Sachti Shemaisa, but I'll come on like this. It is a Shemaisa, right? It's like this. The bris grub, right, you always to count his brachas. He asked for apple and orange. He asked for apple and orange. Not apple and orange. No, banana and apple, right? An apple, yeah. He asked for banana and apple. Fine, he gave me an apple. The mice was before Mincha, he didn't end up eating it. After Mincha, he didn't eat the banana and apple. So he asked him, like, how can I eat the banana and apple? So he said, that is, right, he was short two brachas from eight brachas. That's what he asked for banana and apple. He was short two brachas. And he got Aliyah by Shabbos Mincha. Since he got Aliyah, Shabbos Mincha. So he doesn't need he had two brachas, right? He got two brachas. Therefore, he doesn't need to eat the apple and the banana. That's the story of the Brisco. Okay, so you have to keep Cheshma on Shabbos how to get made brachas. That's a big Kasha story. You got the Kasha?
Yeah, how the possibility?
What? Well, you got the Kasha story? You got the story?
One
brachas. He asked for an apple and a banana. Okay, he's short two brachas. He got Aliyah. He said he got two brachas. Now he has 100 brachas. What do you say? No, come on. You guys are sleeping, no? No. Oh, come on. Usually you guys get these things. He's short two brachas. We'll try one more time. He's short two brachas. He asked for an apple and a banana. Why does he have to have an apple and a banana? He can just have an apple, right? Make a bracha shana bracha achrayna. Why doesn't he need two apple and banana, two brachas? You could have an apple and make two brachas. Okay. That's Kashan's story. Okay, well, fine. That's for a different time. Anyhow, right. So we'll talk about brachas. So let's say somebody on Shabbos, Lamashul, Shabbos or Shredish, he forgets, and he forgets the alphabet. So he daven, and he davens again. And he was short seven brachas. Now, Shaila is, does he have 100 brachas? Or not. He had 93, right? He forgot Yalvi Yovi, so he davened 7, and he asked to daven again. He davened 7 essays. So the same type of shayla. If you forget Yalvi Yovi, what's the pshat? The pshat is, he didn't daven all his garnish, could be his bracha talo. But pshat is, no. If you forget Yalvi Yovi, if I daven, you're just missing. That's correct. That's the mechalik in the place. So the achra mishpura is that on a regular day, you daven with Torah Nadava, right? The one was about davening Nadavas. You daven as Nadava. It's a mechalik, you daven Nadava. Al Safik, you daven Nadava. Now on Shabbos, there's a very big problem, right? Halachas on Shabbos, they're what? You allowed to daven Nadav on Shabbos?
Yeah.
No, Amos, you're not allowed to daven Nadav on Shabbos. That's the halacha. Shabbos, the normal Nadavas, you're not allowed to daven Nadav. Therefore, if somebody forgets Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos, Mishavur says you're stuck, like Mr. Nonim said, that you're stuck and you can't daven over because it's sad to say that Yoytza Tefillah is just missing the Yalav Yavai. That's what it says over there. Fine. Now, Shabbos, what's going to be the same talmud about this? Somebody forgets the Shabbos Mincha. So we have to make sure that one doesn't forget. Who's the vekar again? Who wakes people up again? You're going to remind them to say talmud today? I see you're going to remind people. Remind them to say talmud about Mincha, okay? What's your name? What? Mayor Fangio. Oh, that's good. That's his name to remember. Okay. Right. So Shabbos, what's the halacha of saying talmud about? So Chaim, in stencil, the first of Chaim, the first one, Aleph, first one he says Shabbos, he wants to say the Kiddush. I want to say the same Talmud Matar is different than Yalav Yavai. Why? Yalav Yavai, he wants to say, is that's not part of the Etzem Bracha. It's not the actual Bracha. It's just an extra thing which you say to the Bracha. Therefore, over there we have Machlekes. If you miss Yalav Yavai, is Pshat like Davin? I'm just missing Yalav Yavai, or Pshat like Yem Davin? The same Talmud Matar wants to say, Big Kiddush, that's a part of the Etzem Bracha. Saint Talmud Matar is part of the actual Bracha. And if you're missing Saint Talmud Matar, it's like you're missing an ikar part of the Bracha, and somebody skips the Bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Right? What's the halacha? If you skip a Bracha Shemoneh Esrei, you're not Yotze. That's why a guy once had a shy, it's Moshe Shemoneh Esrei. Like, he comes over, like, you know, like, you know, like, I'm like, I don't know. Like, what does that mean? You know? And the guy, he wasn't sure where he was holding Shemoneh Esrei. He wasn't sure. Right? He wasn't sure if he's by Shemoneh Esrei or Shemoneh Esrei. He wasn't sure where he's holding. Shabbos, what does he do? Does he keep on davening?
If he davens the whole thing, he doesn't know he should be davening all the whole thing.
No, he davened everything, he has something on one bracha. So what does he do? Does he read that? What does he do now, right? Not sure what he's holding. So you stuck on both ends, why? If he goes back to Kabbalah Shofar, then what? It's, maybe it's a bracha batal, right? So you start a bracha talka. We have a different problem. Let's say you skip a bracha shmen esrei, what's the halacha? If somebody may skip a bracha shmen esrei, right? The halacha is bracha samakas uzu. So after we daven. So here you're stuck on either end, right? You're stuck in either end. It's never happened to anybody over here? What? What do you say? Oh, Bakshan, very good. Like, there's something down there, there's something down. Like, what's that love? Somebody forget the St. Talamata. And he's like, how can you forget St. Talamata? Like, you can imagine, you know? But anyhow, so, I heard this out a couple times. you said you're stuck in both ends, right? You hear the shayla? He's stuck in both ends, right? If you keep on going, yeah, he's skipping a bracha, then the bracha's makkah. If I go back, it's not bracha's halakha. Shayla is what to do. It's a big machlokes kabbalist. The Chai Adam says that what you do is sub bracha's halakha, and you just mamshech where you are. That's what Chai Adam says. Lamaisa, the scum of Sabrai Poiskim, they say, like this guy, if you keep on going, bracha's makkah is zoo, so they say, halakha maisa, that you're not sure you're holding, you go back to the bracha which you had a suffix from, and then you mamshech. Fine. So now, what are we going to talk about again? Oh, St. Talmud. Zot, Rav Chaim, St. Talmud is different than Yavi Yavi. St. Talmud is probably actual bracha, and missing St. Talmud, you're missing the chilek ikka bracha. Therefore, the luck is that it's ma'akiv, and according to everybody over there, it's like you didn't daven, and you have to re-daven. Even on Friday night.
That's something.
What? That's what kind of was. Lamaisa, Rishon Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Lamaisa, most of the places in the Paskin, that it's totally the same machlokes as Yavi Yavi, and halacha would be that you would not daven misafir. So if the Oyon forgets the same talamater by mincha today, they should make sure to daven before shkia, because once you hit shkia, you can't suffer brachas. The halacha is that you're not going to have to read out. Now, Shal, do you have to go to another minyan or not? So what do you guys say? You have to go to another minyan? So over here, it's asur. Okay, what can we do? You can't go to another minyan. Shiva's going to tell you you can't go to another minyan. But if it happens, it's minyan. So basically, the psak is that the chayr is telling you the same machlokes. What would you say? Have to go to another minyan or not? The psak is basically if you tell you the same machlokes. If it's kili din daven at all, then you have to go to another minyan, right? If it's like a daven just missing the askara, then you don't have to go to the minyan. Maaseh Shemuzam says it's toiv to be mahadir to get another minyan. If you matzav the tari, you don't have to. If you tichy, you don't have to. Maaseh is toiv to be mahadir to get another minyan. Now, this happens a lot of times. Somebody daven and he does not remember if he said St. Talmud or not. This is where the Sheikh is a babasu. He's not sure if he said St. Talmud. Doesn't remember if he's right. Does everyone remember if he said St. Talmud today? Are you sure? Everyone said it? Okay. If you're not sure if he said St. Talmud, what's the halacha? If you have a suffix, well,
first 30 days
of the Jewish. So, you said, very good. First 30 days, halacha is that what? Why? Because you say you have a chazaka that you they said it would write. Now, let's like this. Let's say right before Shema Esrei, Mayor went over to everybody, so I remind you. Right, so right before Shema Esrei, you remember that you said St. Talmud. Then you daven, and when you get to Moedim, you don't remember that you said St. Talmud. Zot Mishnah Berurah. If right before davening, you had das to say St. Talmud, he gave you a cunning of saying it, even though, and then after davening, I'm not sure if he said it, so like Mishabur, if beforehand you remember that he's supposed to say Talmud, you can assume you probably said it. You probably said it. That's what Mishabur says. Now, it's not 100%. It depends on the situation. But that Mishabur says, if you remember it beforehand, the luck is that you're okay. If you didn't remember beforehand, we said the first 30 days, the luck is, you assume you said whatever you said, and you have to read out. So the guy has no idea if he said it, the Lach Lamai says, and he's going to have to read out. So his eights like this. His eights of saying, his machlekes, his eights of saying, what's the point of 30 days? You have a regular set of chasam. It sounds like this. Can you say today 90 times? And by that, can you say today 90 times? Can you say 90 times? And now I have a regilus in saying it 90 times, and that will help. But I'm stopping because you say it now, I'm used to saying it. So it's like this. This is what comes into the last. The Torah brings down a machlokes. You're going to be in Paris, and I think Maramut. What's machlokes? Sharamud, right? How many times do you have to kill to come to Sharamud?
Shalosh.
Let's say somebody kills. Do you turn the page into the last, or are we up to you? Okay, you get the ratio. Let's say somebody kills three times. The Gemara says three times, three different days, they come to Sharamud. Let's say it be three times in one day. What's the halacha? Does that mean three different days, or even three times in one day? So Rameir says, if you come a Shor HaMoed, it's three different days, for sure, if you're three times in one day, that for sure so is a wild ox. You for sure a Shor HaMoed. That's what Rameir says. Suck the Torah. Just like if you say for 30 days in a row, the halacha is that we say you consider your rabbi to say dalmata. So over here, if you say 90 times in one day, for sure it should work. That's what the Torah says.
Shows you a wild ox. You
know, I can't do 30 days. Look at me. This child every time you have a Sabbath, right? The next 30 days, if you only remember, if you're diving.
Well, you say that.
I'm going to get a shot every single day.
You have 120 bumping. Could you do 90 times?
I'm saying I'm going to get a shaylah every day probably for next month. I'm not sure if I say St. Almata. What do I do, right? The shaylah is to say it. So do you say 90 times today? And then you don't have any sweet. It's fine.
If I can say 90 times, then if I have the super guts when I should just say 10 times,
no. 90 times, not to just make it that you're it's making yourself used to saying it. Yeah, but it's not the first. You have to get yourself used to saying it. I say the bracha. I call myself the bracha. I get myself used to. Yeah, it's called myself the bracha.
Yeah, a half of time.
15? Yeah, probably, yeah. Yes, right. It's like this. So we bring it out for Shor HaMoed. Who can think of it as Shor HaMoed? Who can think of it as the shah is like this. What's the type of Shor HaMoed? Why when it gores three times, when it kills three times, why is it Shor HaMoed? What's the reason? What's the shah? How do you guys understand?
Sure, the action is Shor HaMoed. It's not that he had a bad day.
Oh, very good. Maisha, right? Maisha is saying very good. Maisha is like this. What's the type of Shor HaMoed? It's Shor HaMoed when it does three times. Shah is that really this person is a Shor HaMoed. He's a wild animal. When you do three times, now we know that what? Once you do three times, now we know he's a Shor HaMoed, right? Why? Because now we see he's a wild animal, right? He got this three times, he's a wild animal. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is that Napchat is that we see, if somebody does something over and over and over, right? Guy does something over and over and over, Hergel Nasatava. If you do something over and over, the Hergel Nasatava. That's what affects over here. If the Pshat Shor HaMoed is, they do three times, the Kili Mosa shows the Shor HaMoed. So you're not going to write the Master of Madagascar, right? Or St. Talamata. Why? Because if you do it three times one day, or what we're saying is, we want to see these guys wild animal. So if he does it three times three different days, wild animal. For sure, he does three times in one day. So that only helps with Shor HaMoed. But over here, what we're trying to do is, we're not trying to show whether you're a St. Talamata person. We're trying to get used to doing something. So tell you what the challenge Shor HaMoed is. Is Shor HaMoed, the challenge is that it's a simen or a sigla. If Shor HaMoed is just a simen, it just shows you're a wild animal, it's not going to write a St. Talamata. If Shana Shor HaMoed is that the animal does one time, does it again and again, we see it's coming as Teva, then that'll be a raya to Master Rokh Maragesh and St. Talmud. Lamaisa, the Machaber's Mekel, Lamaisa, for you guys, could be a good idea to say the St. Talmud 90 times, because being that we said Rosh Hashanah was really guys who sing Shemaka Leinu, so could be for you guys, it'd be a good idea to say St. Talmud 90 times in order that you shouldn't get, in order that if you have any Sveikas, then if you have any sickness, if you forget or something like that, it could be if you die, if you guys say something about 90 times, like then Shikra. I just want to say something quickly about the parasha, Negea coming to Eretz Yisrael, and about Negea coming to Eretz Yisrael. Shah is like this.